15 minutes now past the... Now, Danielle Blenman is a Christian young woman whose faith helped to guide her through one of the toughest challenges she's ever had to face. 6 years ago, she sat in a doctor's office and struggled to comprehend the news that her doctor was giving her. She had breast cancer. Now, what makes Danielle's story a little different from so many others who have received such a diagnosis is that she was 24 years old at the time. By then, she had been married 2 years, and she and her husband were doing what all newlyweds do.
My husband and I were basically planning our lives, but I was always conscious of the, the programs, the where they talk about self-exams and stuff like that. Although they were saying the age is 40, etc., I still did mine, so I found my lump myself. When I went to the doctor, he was saying, you know, young women have lumpy breasts, etc., etc. But after 6 months, it didn't go away. So we took the next step. I had a lumpectomy and it came back malignant.
Malignant, not a word that any woman at any age would have wanted to hear. For Janielle, it was devastating.
To be honest, it was surreal. It was nothing that I was prepared for. Although I'm doing the breath exams and stuff, it's still nothing you can really prepare for. When she told me, because they don't use... When they're giving you your diagnosis, they don't say things that you have breast cancer. They will say some kind of carcinoma or something like that. So she's calling these words, and to be honest, I'm just staring at her like, what? And I actually had to, she actually had to repeat herself for it to sink in what was really going on. Because she was speaking, but I was not hearing her after she told me about the carcinoma, yada, yada, yada.
Wow. Yeah. Was your husband there with you?
No, because... I did not expect that diagnosis. I was at work.
After a lumpectomy?
Yeah. What the doctor said was true. Women do have lumpy breasts. So it could have been some type of cyst or something like that. There was no guarantee that it was cancer. So although I had the lumpectomy, I was still not prepared for the diagnosis that it was malignant. Mm-hmm. So when she gave it, when they were calling and insisting that I come for the test, they didn't want to do it over the phone. I just borrowed somebody's car and said, well, I'm just going over the road quickly and come back, because I don't work too far from where the doctor was. Just going over the road quickly and come back. And I was blindsided.
Janielle recalled that she made it back to the vehicle she had borrowed to get to the doctor's office, and she sat in shock for a little while. Then she made the tough call to her husband to deliver the bad news.
Well, those who know me know I'm not a crier. So the fact that I was speaking to him and crying uncontrollably, not just crying but uncontrollably, he did not know what to do, and our car wasn't working so he couldn't come for me. It blindsided him as well, and he didn't know how to function, because we were, as I said, we were not prepared for that. But what I did was, when I went back to work, taking back the car and everything, I braced myself so that by the time he came, I was a lot more put together. Because once I was out of control, then he would get out of control and there would be no balance to see the way forward.
Janielle told us that the beginning of her journey is a blur to her now. She can clearly recall getting the diagnosis and meeting her current surgeon. However, she can't remember much else of what she did during those first few days. What she does recall from the period, though, was one thing she didn't do.
I didn't do the why me. I'm a Christian. So my belief and my faith did carry me through and made me stronger for the fight ahead. I remember my mom told me that, well, I don't remember it, but she keeps telling me that she remembers clearly. When I called her and I spoke to her about it, I told her that I don't know why it happened to me, but God has to have a purpose. He's not going to let me go through what I'm going through just because. So I guess that was my frame of mind and my emotional state at that point in time.
Well, doctors proceeded to work on Janielle's case. They were dealing with triple negative breast cancer, which is said to be extremely aggressive in young Black women. But Janielle didn't simply take everything the doctors said for granted. She looked at her options carefully, and when she wasn't in agreement with the suggested course of action, she made the necessary changes.
I didn't particularly agree with the approach my first surgeon had, so I changed surgeons and they introduced an oncologist at that point. So we did something contrary to what the initial surgeon was saying, which was we did chemotherapy first before we did the surgery to remove the malignancy.
Okay, why that setup? Because I actually always thought it was surgery, then chemotherapy and radiation if you need it. So why that switch up?
Because the thinking was to reduce the size of the mass so you're able to get clearer margins when it's removed. Because in a number of instances, when the surgeon goes in to remove the mass, they can then actually cause spread depending on whether or not they have clear margins or something like that. If they don't have clear margins and they cut into the mass, then there's a possibility that they would cause spread with the flow of blood and everything that's going on during surgery. Okay. So they wanted clearer margins, and actually by the time they removed the mass, there was no cancer there at all.
Janielle went on to remove the breast, and then 2 years later, she opted to remove her second breast. Why, you might ask? Well, she explained.
Triple negative breast cancer is said to be very aggressive in young black women. And because I did not want a repeat of what I went through, I took every precaution I could to ensure that I didn't.
Well, we take a break here. And when we return, we'll hear more from breast cancer survivor Janielle Blenman. Well, welcome back to our WhatsApp Outlook. Today, we're sharing an interview WhatsApp had recently with breast cancer survivor Janielle Blenman. At 24 years old, she was told she had breast cancer. She ended up having both her breasts removed. The second was removed some 2 years after the first as a further precaution. Now, while some women might choose to use prosthesis as a means of creating the appearance of breasts, her mind had been made up early on that she would go the path of reconstruction.
I actually wanted to do it the same time I had the second mastectomy, but my surgeon recommended waiting, which was fine with me because I wanted to make sure I was free and clear. With regards to the cost, it is a costly procedure. It's different. There are different options, so different prices, but it is a costly procedure. And if depending on your insurance company, because as I said, as much as it is elective, it's not It's not an enhancement. It's actually bringing you back to your, to quote-unquote, normal. So the insurance companies are willing to pay some measure of a percentage towards getting the reconstructive surgery.
It's costly, and for some women, it might be frightening to go to surgery again, even if it is for reconstruction surgery. Janielle gives us a little insight into making her choice.
To me, when I initially had the surgery done, it was always a part of what I thought my new normal would be. It was never an option not to reconstruct. Whenever I thought about life after breast cancer, it always included reconstruction. That was my idea of coping and being me afterwards. To be honest, it is very difficult at 24 and 25 and 26 and so on to dress and be as you as possible with the prosthesis and bras and stuff that you have to wear when you have not reconstructed. Don't get me wrong, it's possible. Some people are doing it. But for me, especially because I had both breasts removed, it was a lot more difficult than the one. When I actually had one, it was okay. I was able to maneuver and get things done. But from the time you remove the second one, it's not as easy as people think.
Well, in case you're wondering about what difficulties exactly Janielle is referring to, don't worry. We were curious, too. And she explained some of those things that made it tough.
Yeah, to get dressed, I don't know how to discourage you. To get dressed, some people think there are a lot of things that we take for granted. Something as simple as putting on a shirt you have to be conscious of whether or not the V is too low. If the straps are too, if the arms are too wide, what is it going to show? You have to be careful when you hold over. Nothing is going to drop out that shouldn't drop out and embarrass you. There's so much to going into getting dressed. You would not believe it. So much.
So reconstruction was the best choice for getting her towards her new normal. Well, that was what worked for her. She was very clear that each individual has to make their own decision.
The choice to reconstruct or not is a personal one. Some people don't, because as I said, there are a lot of options to have the reconstruction done. You can use implants, which would be foreign to the body, or you could use your own body parts to transfer and stuff to get the breast back. So what you choose obviously affects the price and the timing and so on. As it relates to the choice to reconstruct or not to reconstruct, is about life after breast cancer. You acknowledge that there's no going back to life before breast cancer, but you want to find your new normal. If your new normal requires you to have the breasts, then it's a choice that you make. Once that decision is made, you do find the money. You compromise, you save, you get a loan, whatever. But you need to weigh the pros and cons and see what you want your life to be like now before you decide about getting it. Once you've made that decision, the money comes.
Often people think that reconstruction is also about becoming whole again. But Janielle explained that that was not quite what it was about for her.
To be honest, I never felt incomplete without them. It was frustrating getting dressed and so on and stuff like that, but I never felt incomplete without them. With regards to self-image and the way you feel, you're not as self-conscious when you're walking around. Because as I said, when you don't have them and you're wearing prosthesis, you're always checking. For me, and most of the people that I know, everybody obviously is different, but for most of the people I know, you're always checking to make sure nothing is shifting and so on like that. So to have that out of the way was a great relief. Whether or not they feel foreign, definitely. They don't feel like what you had before. But I don't let it bother me because I have accepted there's no going back. And dwelling on it does not do anything positive for me psychologically. So I accept it and move forward.
When it comes to breast reconstruction surgery, perhaps one of the upsides is that you can perhaps make your breasts even better than they were before. Janielle, with a laugh, agrees.
Definitely. As I told someone, actually, when I was speaking at BCC, I said, you know, you have the option to make them better than they were before. So you don't dwell on the negative saying, well, I had to remove my breasts. You dwell on the positive saying, oh, they're beautiful.
Throughout her entire ordeal, her husband was by her side. They were 2 years into their marriage when she received her diagnosis, and some people might think that would have added stress and tension to their union. However, Janielle said her husband was extremely supportive and a trooper through it all.
He would still tell me, obviously I would get into my down moods because when you look at yourself like that, it plays with your head, the emotions and everything. But he would still tell me things like I was beautiful, and when I got dressed, although I was miserable, he would still tell me that I looked nice and those kind of things. We didn't have a sit down, you know, some people say come to Jesus meeting. We didn't have one of those. It was just, we went on as business as usual, and when I needed the boost, he gave it to me.
Well, Cancer Support Services is one organization that she turned to during her journey with cancer, and she says they were incredibly helpful.
Initially, when I approached Cancer Support Services, I was searching. Cancer Support Services was able to ground me and guide me in terms of the information that I would have needed and so on. And then a couple years afterwards, the Victorious Ladies subgroup was formed, which allows us ladies to connect and uplift each other. Basically, sometimes hearing from someone else who has gone through is of great, it offers peace of mind that nobody else, not doctor, psychologist, anybody could offer you.
Well, it would seem Janielle is one of the lucky ones, although she'd probably more describe herself as blessed.
I believe my sitting here is a miracle. Although I did use conventional medicine, I always give thanks and praise to God for my life.
You cannot be in her presence and not realize that she is a spiritual young woman who is grounded in her faith and meets any challenge with a strong resolve. And hearing that she had breast cancer might have blindsided her, but it didn't break her spirit. If anything, it might have energized it.
This journey has strengthened me. I didn't think that it was possible to have a positive outlook on things of this nature. I have determined within me to find, to ignore the dark cloud and to see the silver lining in everything that has happened thus far. As I said at one event that I was speaking at, you can either let cancer be the worst thing that happened to you or one of the best. And I have determined within myself to let it be one of the best, to let it teach me lessons that I would not have learned otherwise. The appreciation for life, for those around me, the get up and go attitude because you're confronted with your mortality, etc. I have determined that this thing would drive me from now on to achieve the things that I want within life.
Well, she told us that she intends to continue sharing her story with others and making a positive contribution to society. She says she also hopes to travel the world, and there's no doubt in our mind that she will. That was our WhatsApp Outlook with Janielle Blenman, an inspiring 6 years now, 6-year breast cancer survivor who's ready to take on the world.